Refresher, the challenge with Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos is that there is a requirement to have three seudos on Shabbos. Seudos consisting of Lechem Mishnah, consisting of either challah or matzah. And the third seuda, that's a machlokas haposkim in Hilchos Shabbos, whether it must consist of bread, as the two seudos must require bread, whether the third seuda can be fulfilled with meat, fish, or perhaps even fruit. The challenge being, obviously, that with these manis uchametz, according to the Magen Avraham, this year being at 10:28 a.m., so if one wants to eat a seuda of chametz Shabbos morning, you have to finish your chametz before 10:28 a.m. That leaves one struggling then to figure out how to fulfill the mitzvah of seuda shlishis, because seuda shlishis, if you can no longer eat chametz after 10:28 a.m., what options do you have? Matzah one is not allowed to eat all day Erev Pesach, as in every year. And the Ramah therefore writes in Hilchos Pesach, Simen Tav Mem Dalet, as follows. The Ramah says that this year, Ramah recommends, one should fulfill Seuda Shlishis with Mine Peros or Basar V'Dagim. Have your first Seuda with your Chametz rolls before the Zmanis of Chametz. And your third Seuda, says Ramah, you can eat fruit, meat, fish later in the afternoon as you ordinarily would eat Shalashuris. That is the Ramah's recommendation in Simen Tav Mem Dalet Hilchos Pesach in Sif Aleph. For Sfardim, it's a little easier because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Sfardim are allowed to eat matzah ashira throughout Pesach. Matzah ashira meaning matzah that has been made with, instead of water, made with eggs. You may recall one time in the past seeing even wine matzahs that were on the market for an Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos year. Sfardim are allowed to eat matzah ashira throughout Pesach. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that Sfardim have it easier. They on Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, can fulfill the mitzvah of Seuda Shlishis using Matzah Ashira. Provided, says the Shulchan Aruch, that one eats the Matzah Ashira before the beginning of the 10th hour. Why is that? That's because, aside from the issur to eat regular matzah all day long in Erev Pesach, there's another halacha, Arei Psachim, Samach L'Mincha, Yochal Adam, Ad Shetechshach, that one is not allowed to eat a Mizonos item, such as Matzah Ashira, from the beginning of the 10th hour, which is approximately 4:09 p.m. this year, Erev Pesach. So the Sfardim, even if they are allowed to eat Matzah Ashira throughout the morning on Erev Pesach, throughout the early afternoon Erev Pesach, but they cannot eat it after the beginning of the 10th hour, which is at 4:09 p.m. Ashkenazim, though, don't have that solution, because for Ashkenazim, the Ramah is Machmir throughout Pesach, that only the elderly or the ill or young children who have difficulty eating regular matzah can eat egg matzah on Pesach. That is in deference to the sheet of Rashi, that egg matzah might have the status potentially of chametz nuksha. And Ashkenazim in general do not eat matzah ashira throughout Pesach. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah, for example, and others, such as Rav Moshe Feinstein, writes that on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos, one should not eat the Matzah Ashira after the Zman Isur Chametz. So if the Zman Isur Chametz this year is 10:28 a.m., so according to Moshe Feinstein, according to Mishnah Berurah, based on the minhag of the Ramah, not to eat Matzah Ashira throughout Pesach, one should not eat Matzah Ashira after 10:28 a.m. on Erev Pesach either. And that is why the Ramah says that your best option is Pesach Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, have your one seuda of chametz early morning before the Zman Isur Chametz, and then perform the mitzvah of Shalashuris later on in the day with fruit or with fish and meat. The Mishnah Berurah, however, adds the following. Rishon Berurah quotes the Achronim who say that it is even better to do the following. Split the morning seuda of chametz bread into two. Because although we normally are makbid to eat seuda shlishis only after zman mincha, meaning only in the afternoon, 6.5 hours into the day, nonetheless, there are those that hold that you could be yotze with an earlier seuda shlishis, says the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore split your morning seuda of chametz into two, and take some sort of break in between to bench, take a walk, do something in between to occupy some of the time, and then have your second seuda before this zman of chametz. And that way you have both seudos of chametz before this zman of chametz on Pesach morning. Later poskim add, in Sefer Pesachei Teshuvah, he quotes that even if we're noheg to be machmer to have the two seudos in the morning before the zman of chametz, it would be still ideal to then have, again in the afternoon, some meat, some fish, some fruit, to be yotzei shalosh seudos, according to those who hold it has to be in dafka in the afternoon. So if you put it all together, you have the following considerations. Erev Pesach, one is not allowed to eat matzah the entire day. From Alos HaShachar until Seder night, no matzah can be eaten. Egg matzah, according to Sfardim, you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach up until the beginning of the 10th hour, 4:09 p.m. So Sfardim can therefore make Shalosh Seudos using egg matzah in the afternoon, and that's fine. Ashkenazim, according to the Mishnah Berurah and their Moshe Feinstein, and their understanding of the application of the minhag of the Ramah not to eat egg matzahs on Pesach, they apply that to Erev Pesach as well. One should not eat egg matzahs if you're an Ashkenazi from the Zman Issur Chametz and on, from 10:28 a.m. and on. And Chametz, obviously, one cannot eat after 10:28 and onwards on Erev Pesach. And therefore, the options, once again, are to have one seuda of chametz in the morning before 10:28 a.m., and then to have the seuda shlishis in the afternoon with meat, fish, and or fruit. Or, as Mishnah Berurah recommends, to have two seudos in the morning of chametz, to split up the two meals into two, provided you have time to bench in between and take a break in between, and you can have two seudos Shabbos morning, assuming that you're careful to finish eating any and all chametz before 10:28 a.m. It's a good question. I recall my grandfather telling me years back that he remembers in Warsaw the minhag that his father had was to walk around the block. But it shouldn't be that brief, because I'm not sure how long the block was, but you don't want to make it an unnecessary bracha of Birchas HaMazon. So you bench in between and you occupy yourself with whatever it might, take a stroll outside for a little while, learn something in between. Exactly how long, it's a good question. But it shouldn't be just, you know, 1, 2, 3 back to back, because you don't want to be over the Isra of Bracha She'ena Tzricha. Yes, that's fine. Right, correct. If you just have some challah rolls for hamotzi, you finish every last crumb before 10:28. The meal can continue with all kosher Pesach food items subsequently. Correct.
And obviously,
and then, correct. Right, George. To get to your question again, there's a range of opinions if there is a specific time recommendation that are quoted in the poskim. So it seems to be somewhat unclear. The Chazon Ish recommended 30-minute break. Others recommend it even less. It's a little unclear, but it shouldn't be a back-to-back, just a ruse, if you will, to just make one suit into two. It should be noticeable as two separate meals. It should not be continuous. You know, it's bench, take a break, do something in between, learn, take a walk. It shouldn't be just one back-to-back after the other. And that is why, as I mentioned earlier, given that the Zman Issur Chametz is at 10:28, if you start Shachris at 7 a.m., you'll have enough time, by the time you finish, to go home and have the first meal should be the one consisting of your covered Shabbos foods, you know, the more of the lunch covered Shabbos dishes. Second meal is your Suda Shlishis. That is the second meal, and you should be able to finish both before 10:28, both meaning the chametz of both before 10:28 a.m. There is a third option mentioned by the Chai Adam, which the Mishnah Berurah quotes. Mishnah Berurah is not in favor of it. The Chai Adam writes that you can be Yotzei the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah using matzah mivushalas, matzah that was boiled in a pot on the fire in boiling water. That is matzah that the Chai Adam says you cannot use for the Seder night. Hence, there's no issur to eat it throughout the day on Erev Pesach. If it is still intact, it can be used as Lechem Mishnah, Hamotzi Brechas HaMazon. You'd have to boil it before Shabbos in boiling water in a pot on the fire, keep it intact for a few minutes, take it out, and that would be your Lechem Mishnah, your Hamotzi. That would give you the advantage of being able to eat your two Seudos, not all before 10:28. You can have one at 11 a.m. and one even before 4:09 p.m. in the afternoon. That we have Lechem Mishnah at more of a normal time for both Seudos, and no concern of Israel Chilas Matzah Erev Pesach, no concern of Chametz, unless you makban on Gebruchs to that extent, but assume that one is not that makban on Gebruchs. This is a valid option as far as the Chai Adam is concerned. One caveat, and that is that don't expect much by way of good taste. Certainly egg matzahs and challah are far more appetizing. Boiled matzah that has been left out to cool is extremely unappetizing. But that aside, otherwise, according to the Chai Adam, it's a valid approach. Again, the Shah Tzion quotes that others disagree and are of the opinion that even matzah milushal should not be eaten throughout the day on Erev Pesach. So every approach has its drawbacks, if you will. The most common approach seems to be to have the two seudos early morning, consisting both of chametz or even of matzah ashira, egg matzah, for those who are a little concerned about having potentially chametz crumbs lying around their house on Erev Pesach. Needless to say, one who does have chametz for those two seudos must be very careful not to have leftovers, because you can't sell it on Shabbos to the goy. It's already too late. Whatever is there has to be eaten or flushed down the toilet in the bathroom before the Zman Biur, to avoid any concern of leftover chametz in the house on Erev Pesach.